Robert Guerrero joins us on Sports Byline. He has held boxing championships in several divisions and was named the Fighter of the Year in 2012 and has a record of 31-2-1 with 16 knockouts. And earlier this month, he had a big fight, of course. He lost a unanimous decision to Floyd Mayweather Jr. for the WBC Welterweight Championship. You've had a chance now, Robert, to kind of step back, analyze within yourself that fight. Tell me what you've come up with.
You know, Floyd Mayweather, I mean, he's a tremendous defensive fighter, you know, quick legs, quick hands. You know, assessing the fight, you know, I could use a lot more jab, you know, put a little more pressure, cut the ring a little more. You know, now I know what to expect with Floyd Mayweather. You know, he did commit himself to go, you know, stand there and go toe-to-toe with me. Unfortunately, after the first two rounds, he changed his mind and started, you know, getting on his bike.
A fighter of the caliber of Mayweather Jr., is that a hard thing to prepare for? Because it's one thing to watch video and see him. It's another thing to be facing him in the ring and going toe-to-toe with him. I would think that that would be a hard thing to assess and properly prepare for.
You know, you prepare for all fights pretty much. You know, you watch some film, you know, and you work on your game. You work on your game plans, and you prepare very well to go the 12 rounds and to make the adjustments. You know, the one thing that a lot of fighters have trouble coping with is you know, the media attention, you know, being under the microscope, all the media all over you, you know, the caliber of the event, you know, as soon as they make that walk out to the ring, it really, really shocks them, you know, having 15,000 fans screaming and cheering right there in front of you, you know, and you're the center of attention, you and the other fighter. It really, really does affect a lot of fighters where they freeze up and their minds just go blank. So, you know, that's one of the hardest things to prepare for is the event. So, you know, I handled it pretty well going into the event and, you know, handled the media very well, kept my focus and, you know, came up a little short. But like I said, I know what to expect next time. You know, Floyd Mayweather was very fast. He was faster than I thought he was going to be and, you know, came up half step behind.
Yeah, you said I landed some good shots on him. He's a great fighter. He's slick and he's quick. Was he quicker than what you thought he might be?
Oh yeah, definitely. His foot speed was a lot faster than I expected. I knew the hand speed was there, but yeah, his foot speed was amazing. Fight night. I mean, you know, he did things that he hasn't done since you know, he was in his mid 20s. So you know, he really stepped his game up. You know, Floyd Mayweather said he came out in the post-fight press conference, said he's had the best camp he's ever had, the longest camp he's ever had, and he said he prepared for the fight with me like no other.
Robert, one of the things I'm always interested in, and you're the perfect person to ask about that, you know as well as I do that when it comes to playing sports at a high level, focus and continuity are important. But a boxer, they may not have but one fight a year, maybe a couple of fights. How hard is it to get that focus and also that continuity up to a crisp point when you're only fighting maybe once or twice a year?
You know, it's staying in the gym all year long. You know, staying in there, preparing yourself all the time, making sure that you leave no stone unturned, you know, throughout the training camps. You know, and you know, not letting yourself get out of weight or too much time off. And pretty much just being a professional and knowing that you got to be ready at all times because, you know, the layoffs can really affect you, you know, with your dieting, you know, your mental aspect of the game. So you got to really, really always stay in the gym and stay on top of it.
And also, what about being able to maintain a balance between your professional career and also your personal life? Because you certainly were challenged with the health of your wife and everything. You stepped away from the sport for a little bit. How hard is it not to be in the ring and not think about something that might be happening off, you know, outside of the ring on a personal level?
You know, it's difficult. It's difficult, you know, to keep that focus, especially outside of the ring when you have, you know, like myself, my wife suffering from cancer. So, I mean, it really takes a lot of mental fortitude to get out there and get into that ring and get into that gym and train and keep it together. Well, mean, I've used it, you know, with to help out, you know, relieve stress, going to the gym and just letting it all out. And you know, so to help on my daily basis, too. So, you know, it really was a great tool also for you know, like a kind of like a therapy, going into the gym and just letting it all go, where I've been my whole life in the gym, and it's my comfort zone. So, you know, it really helped out a lot, having the gym there and being able to take care of business outside of the ring and inside of the ring.
Robert Guerrero is with us on Sports Byline. Robert, you were fighting at 147 for only the third time, and you've been a featherweight, you've been a lightweight, and a super featherweight. How hard is it to go from weight class to weight class? What difference do you see in your boxing skills as you go up? And what about the speed factor? What about the stamina factor as you change your weight divisions?
You know, making the jump to the next weight class, you know, it takes a lot of preparation, you know, with making the adjustments with your diet, you know, having the right diet and not just eating your way up, you know, properly being built the right way, you know, having the right protein, you know, the right gym work to make the weight where you're solid and you're still fast, not trying to bulk up with just pure muscle. So, you know, it changes the game too when you move up a weight class and the guys hit harder, the guys are a lot body stronger. So, it's having the right preparation, the right adjustments, and you know, the one thing with me, it's I've you know, have good height, good range, good footwork, and also the skill level that I'm at. You know, I'm able to make the adjustments in the ring where, if I have to box a guy, I'm able to box him, or if I have to put pressure on him, put pressure. So, you know, that's what helped me out a lot, making the adjustments. And, you know, making the adjustment from 135 straight to 147, jumping two weight classes, that was pretty tough, especially coming off of shoulder surgery and jumping right into the 147-pound division. It really was a tough one, but, you know, I got it done, and you know, I have a great team behind me that you know, got me very, very well prepared and in great shape to do that.
You know as well as I do, the people that are listening around the world to you, Robert, are going to be kind of blown away, because I think they have an image of different athletes in different sports, and I think the image probably of boxers is not somebody who is as insightful or as articulate as you are about not only their sport, but also about their life in general. What is it about you that gives you this type of insight that maybe most people would not expect one to have in a game like boxing?
You know, just being a, you know, I'm a big believer in Christ, and, you know, I read the Bible a lot. Also, too, you know, I'm a student of the game. I love boxing. I'm always, you know, watching and reading. And, you know, man, like I said, being a student of the game and, you know, doing the right studies and the right preparations and everything to be, you know, where I need to be.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because other people who have been kind of not only students of the game, but also people that are students of the history of boxing, certainly have a feel for what it takes to be a champion. When you look at all the great champions at all the weight classes and everything, what is the thing that they consistently do, Robert?
You know, a lot of them do their homework. They do their study. You know, they prepare very well. You know, head off to training camps. You know, and a lot of them, a lot of the greatest fighters, I mean, you know, work behind their jab. You know, make sure they're sticking it out, setting up combinations. You know, there's just so much, and stay consistent, stay sharp. You know, and they're always in the gym. They never let that downtime get to them. They're always on top of it and making sure that they push that extra mile all the time.
We only have a minute left, but what's next for Robert Guerrero?
Right now I'm going to head on vacation with my family. You know, I'm probably looking towards September, maybe early September, to get back in the ring and, you know, make that run again and get back on top. So, you know, hopefully throw myself right back in line to get that shot at Floyd Mayweather, because I know he has 5 more fights left before he retires. So, God willing, I get into that position again and, you know, take another crack at it. And you know, like I said, I know what to expect now and what I got to prepare for.
What did you learn out of this first fight against him, Robert?
You can never underestimate a man's speed. So, you know, you got to be on top of it every time, and, you know, got to make those adjustments in the gym and you know, in the ring as well.
Robert, I want to thank you very much. I've been looking forward to having you on. It was a pretty good fight. I really enjoyed watching it, and I really think that when you get back in there the next time, you're going to be better prepared to take him on. You've had a great career, and you're continuing to. You're welcome back here anytime on Sports Byline. Take care, Robert.
Most definitely. Thank you very much.
Robert Guerrero with us, the Ghost. And, of course, you take a look at his record, 31-2-1 with 16 knockouts, and he lost a unanimous decision to Floyd Mayweather Jr. for the WBC welterweight championship. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.